just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour here on this post-election day, Wednesday, August 5th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I found during the break the numbers, the stories about three Senate races. All three of these Senate Republican primary offices was represented by a group called Bright Spark Strategies. All three of their clients, Senator Roger Hoke, State Representative Gina Johnson, and State Representative Dave Preston, as well as John Wetzel, all won their Senate primary elections last night. Most notably up here in the 38th Senate District, the western part of the UP, State Representative Dave Preston defeated former State Representative Beau LaFave 53.13% to 46.87%. Preston had a decisive margin of victory in Menominee and Delta counties to guide him to victory in one of the ugliest primaries of this summer. As his former Upper Peninsula legislative colleagues backed Preston in the primary, LaFave went nuclear with attacks on Preston, with LaFave calling him a former Chicago nightclub owner and convicted wife beater. Back in 1994, Preston pleaded guilty to domestic battery against his then fiancee from Illinois. LaFave ran with the support of U.S. Congressman Jack Bergman, while Preston got the endorsements of the Upper Peninsula delegation, term-limited State Senator Ed McBroom, along with State Representative Greg Marcannon, who LaFave actually worked for as his chief of staff for 3 years, all endorsed Preston. Mark Cannon personally attacked LaFave on Facebook, calling him a big government, being LaFave's only major employer. So now Dave Preston will, in fact, be the next senator from the 38th Senate District. I don't even know if the Democrats even put up a candidate. Also, Mid-Michigan, 33rd District, State Representative Gina Johnson use strong winds in Ionia and Montcalm counties to squeak past fellow state representative Joseph Fox, beating him by only 900 votes. Fox wasn't viewed as a factor in the race by the observers, but the Christian conservative cleaned up his home county of Newaygo, where he got 4,035 votes to Johnson's 1,802. Kent County Commissioner Katie DeBoyer, who won Kent County with 4,695 votes, but Johnson wasn't that far behind. DeBoyer was backed by former Secretary of State Terry Lynn Land. She also went negative on Johnson, basing her support for the bloated budget with the Democrat-controlled legislature last term. We'll finish this story up right after the break. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
We've all heard about the major systems in our bodies, like the digestive, respiratory, nervous, and cardiovascular systems. But there's one essential system discovered in the 90s that you probably never heard of. It makes all of the other systems work smoothly with each other, like a conductor ensuring the different sections of an orchestra all play a beautiful symphony together. This system is called the endocannabinoid system. It has been acknowledged and studied by scientists extensively with support from the National Institutes of Health. As we age, the system weakens. As a result, the different systems in our body stop working together smoothly. That's one of the reasons older adults struggle with pain, inflammation, cognitive decline, and other ailments of aging, for which doctors often prescribe dangerous and addictive pharmaceuticals. But here's the game changer. The system can be restored faster using hemp-derived CBD. When the system is restored, pain subsides, sleep is improved, and stress is reduced. When the system is restored, disease progression can slow down, and years are added to your life, as well as years spent in good health. And 20% of seniors are already using CBD today for pain, arthritis, cancer symptoms, sleep disorders, Alzheimer's, and many other ailments of aging.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three, just to wrap up this very interesting four-person primary down in the 33rd State Senate District. Gina Johnson ended up winning with 33.9%. Joseph Fox pastor, Republican from Fremont, came in second, losing by just 900 votes, 31.4%. A Kent County commissioner, Katie DeBoyer, endorsed, supported by Terry Lynn Land, came in third at 29.7%, and Tom Norton came in with 18%. Now, another very interesting client was John Wetzel, again, another Bright Spark Strategies client, former high school basketball referee, small business owner, captured a seat in the legislature on his third try. This time from his new home in Grand Haven with 40.2% of the vote. Wetzel lost to State Representative Carol Glanville, Democrat, back in 2024 after losing the primary seat in 2022. This time, Wetzel defeated Michael Markey, the financial consultant who failed to get on the ballot in 2022 for governor. This time, Markey put $150,000 of his own money into the race. He acquired endorsements also from former Governor John Engler, former State House Speaker Tom Leonard, as well as Senators Albert and Lindsey. Markey received 27.1% of the vote and came in third. Second place went to 22-year-old entrepreneur Kevin Moss. 32.7% of the vote from the West Michigan district. Moss was also part of the Ottawa County Board of Commissioners. Now, very interesting race happening in the 12th Senate District. Another leadership candidate, if the Republicans regain the Senate majority, Michael Weber, he's co-chair of the Senate Republican campaign, saw his personal recruit to win in the 12th Senate District race. John Goldwater, a new Baltimore real estate agent, also an online minister, will take on the incumbent Democrat, Kevin Hertel, in St. Clair Shores. After defeating Shelley Wright, who got 20% of the vote, and was being supervised by Ken Licari, Macomb County Regional Director for President Donald Trump's 2024 reelection campaign. Wright was also backed by State Representative Elisa St. Germain, Republican of Harrison Township, as well as former State Representative Pamela Hornberger, who lost to Hertel back in 2022. Goldwater started raising and spending money March of this year and was considered late by today's fundraising standards. However, he survived a five-person primary, ending up getting 47% of the vote. So, pretty interesting race down there forming, lining up in the Macomb County area against Democrat Kevin Hertel in November. So, that's pretty much it. Preston wins to be the primary winner from the Republicans for Ed McBroom's seat. Gina Johnson wins in her 33rd district. And also Wetzel winning. This is going to be interesting, as well as going on against John Goldwater, Kevin Hertel in November. So it's going to be a very interesting state Senate races as the Republicans try to take back the majority. The question is going to be, is the top of the ticket John James for governor, Mike Rogers for U.S. Senate. Are they going to be able to attract the money and the support for the down ballot ticket? Can the Republicans win the governorship? Can they take back the state Senate? That's going to be the question. Now, there was one little glitch that happened in the voting ballot processing period for a short period yesterday. Technical problem with the state's qualified voter files slowed the same-day voter registration and absentee ballot processing yesterday on Election Day. However, Secretary of State spokesperson Angela Benander said she was notified around 5:30 p.m. that the problem had been reported in multiple cities and larger jurisdictions. However, it did not prevent people from casting their ballots. I actually got a text message from one of our listeners yesterday in Otsego County where this took place. What happened was the e-poll book, which was not connected to the internet, showed the voters could still cast their ballots without interruption because of the outage. By 6:30, Benander reported that the QVF file was operating once again. She said the problem had temporarily prevented clerks from checking the absentee ballots and registering new voters. The state did not immediately provide a list of the affected jurisdictions, but Benander said officials were still gathering information and that the slowdown appeared to have affected only larger jurisdictions. Voters seeking to register on Election Day could remain in line despite the technical problems. Anyone that was in line by 8 p.m. would remain eligible to complete their same-day registration under the rules that applied to voters waiting to cast their ballots. Well, Menander, spokesperson for Secretary of State Benson's office, said strong absentee ballot participation, noting that 1.325 million ballots had been processed as of 6 p.m. She said this represented a 16.5% increase over the last midterm August 22 primary election. One of the things that she tried to make a joke of, some clerks were still giving out I voted stickers, which were very popular from 2024. However, the ballots weren't fed into the tabulator machines until after the glitch was repaired. Benander said local election officials had not reported any significant lines at any polling places, and clerks around the state were generally moving voters through quite quickly. So even though there was a glitch due to a technical issue, it was resolved within approximately 1 hour. So we'll continue to monitor the results, still counting in Wayne County regarding the U.S. Senate race. I want to give a shout out to a friend. Shelby Township Clerk Stan Grott, his Macomb County Commissioner wife, Sylvia, won the Republican primary yesterday in the 59th House District. 49% of the vote, 5,513. She defeated Gene Zott, who received 32%, and Matt Grubb, who received 19%. Grott, of course, is the wife of longtime Shelby Township Clerk Stan Grott. Sylvia previously ran in the 36th House District back in 2022, but was the runner-up in that primary. Well, yesterday, she won. So congratulations to both Stan and his wife, Sylvia, who won the 59th House District, replacing Doug Wozniak, who is going to be running for state Senate in that district. Let's see, anybody else that I want to mention here before the break? Nope, we already covered that. So one interesting note on the Democrat side, State Representative Helena Scott, former chair of the Senate Energy Committee, lost the 8th State House seat to progressive upstart Chris Gilmer Hill, 49% to 42%. Two other candidates got the final 8 points. Gilmer Hill, candidate for the 8th district, was supported by U.S. Senate candidate Abdul El Sayed. He also picked up endorsements from the Progressive Caucus, the People's Coalition, and the Democratic Socialists of America. He campaigned on holding DTE accountable for service disruptions, ridiculous rate hikes. While his supporters noted that Scott did very little when she was actually in charge of that committee overseeing DTE. Well, this is very interesting because now Gilmer Hill will be running against the Republican who actually withdrew from the primary but yet still won and defeated President Trump's endorsed candidate. So we'll see where this goes. Let's see how hard this gentleman works to defeat the Democratic Socialists of America's supported candidate, Chris Gilmer Hill. 8th congressional district seat. Sounds like it might be up for grabs, depending on how well El Sayed does against Mike Rogers, could translate to this particular seat for Congress. Wouldn't it be almost funny that a Republican candidate who actually dropped out of the race ends up being the next congressman for the 8th congressional district? That would be simply amazing. Well, we're going to shift gears in the last half hour of today's show. We're going to talk about the direction of the country, the direction of the war, the direction of gas prices. What impact will this have on the November election? President Trump on Fox News last night at midnight, giving an interview, said that this Strait of Hormuz situation could be resolved as early as today or tomorrow. And they're working through third parties to get it done. The country of Oman is the facilitator. We'll talk about that story. National news, final half hour today's show. We'll be right back.